podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
And so during that song, Jeremy is talking about one of the things that he's experienced now, having a daughter who's, how old is she now, 2 months?
Yeah, give or take.
Roughly?
Something like that.
So he's got a little 2-month-old daughter. And you want to share with our listeners what you were telling me and Chris?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be too graphic or
no, because the way you were telling us, you could not say on the air.
Right. It has to do with changing the diaper and cleaning the child, cleaning our little boy Reed. I knew what I was cleaning. I know what I was doing because he's got boy parts. The little girl, there's some maintenance involved there that I am just not familiar with. Mm-hmm. The maintenance aspect on a little girl, I don't know really what I'm cleaning, what I'm doing, if I'm doing it right, if I'm being thorough enough. Mm-hmm. I'm very confused by the whole maintenance process of the hoo-ha.
And before I give you a hard time about that, I need to point out that I only had a little boy. Mm-hmm. I never had a little girl.
Right.
So I would be in the same position as you.
Yes.
And I would worry about, personally, not only maybe not being thorough enough, but I would worry about being
too thorough
and doing something wrong.
Right. Because, I mean, put all the creepy stuff aside, okay?
Right. And we're just talking about parenting.
It's my daughter here. Come on. But yeah, I mean, how much do you clean? How often? Chris?
You are petrified.
I am. Like, there's a few times I've been like, Nicole, come here. Am I doing this right? Like, especially if they have like a poopy blowout, okay?
And right. Mm-hmm.
With boys, it goes up the front, you wipe them off and everything. Mm-hmm. With girls, it gets in folds.
Mm-hmm. Crevices and stuff, yeah.
And it's like an English muffin. Nooks and crannies.
Mm. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
An English muffin?
I would have the same fear as you, so yeah. I would probably be hollering for help too.
Yeah,
maybe so. That's your best bet.
Just bring in an expert.
Bring in Nicole.
Yeah, am I doing this right?
And some supervision is required.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, babies are babies. She's really resilient. You're not going to do anything wrong.
Okay.
Just relax.
Just hose it off.
Just relax. Bring I don't think bottle. I could be. Squeeze.
Can you squirt? Put a squirt bottle in it.
Nice warm water.
I could be relaxed with that. I think I would freak out about that.
Yeah, you got a lot going on there.
You get used to it. I mean, it's going to be happening for a few years.
I know. Because then you start thinking about future when, you start developing, and then Nicole's going to have a talk, to her about. Mm-hmm. Biology and that freaks me out.
Oh my! This whole daughter thing.
Ooh, it's horrible.
Oh.
Ugh, why couldn't we just had another boy? Rub some dirt on it.
I know what to do with that.
Yeah.
I know how to clean that.
All right. To tell you how weird I am about this and freaked out about this, I remember a time years ago being on a trip with a woman who was a single mom, mm-hmm. but she had left her kids behind with their dad. And we were on a trip and she got a frantic phone call from her ex-husband. And the daughter, who was of that age, apparently had started something for the first time.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so there is this panic coming, over the other end of the phone.
What do I do?
And I'm just listening to one side of the phone call, so I can't figure out what it is they're talking about. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with her talking to them. It's like, I knew it's something with the kids.
Right.
But there was this, I guess, this big issue with him saying, what do I do? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, when she hung up, it sank into me. It's like, oh my God, what would I do in that situation? If I was a single dad and my daughter was 13 years old and suddenly, she's...
Aunt Flo's there.
She's coming home from school crying, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just the dad there. I would be like, I need a consultant.
Yeah.
I would tell her she's going to die.
Oh, Jeremy.
No.
Tim was a single dad. I'll have to ask him. I'm sure he didn't say that. Yeah.
You pull up a YouTube video.
You just have to.
There's got to be something on YouTube.
You just have to pray. If you're the single dad and the mom is still in the picture,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to pray that that happens for the first time
on that
when
time.
It's not on your watch.
Yes, on your weekend.
Can you schedule that somehow?
Can you walk it off?
Just spit on it, rub it.
Be a man.
Yeah, tough it out.
But I do remember because I just got really quiet when she hung up the phone and she explained to me what was going on. I was like,
oh, that whole thing.
I think I actually said, do we need to fly back home?
is this an emergency?
Do we need to leave? She was like, don't be stupid. She goes, I just told him to go to the store.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I must have brought it up like two more times that day. Are you sure that we don't need to
help her brother out? Oh, man.
Funny. Oh, funny things.
What a world.
Funny things that happen in life.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.